Suzanne Swift was recruited into the Army right out of high school. After basic training in 2004, she was deployed to a combat zone in Iraq in the 66th Military Police Unit. She alleges she was sexually harassed and abused by commanding officers. She said her charges of sexual assault went unanswered in Iraq. She returned from her tour of duty only to be redeployed 11 months later, but she refused to go, citing her abuse as one reason. In June of 2006, Suzanne was arrested at her mother's home in Eugene and returned to Fort Lewis in Tacoma, where she was held for 6 months. Suzanne's case made international news and appeared on the front page of many major newspapers. Her mother, Sarah Rich, has been a tireless supporter, initiating letter-writing campaigns and keeping up websites on Suzanne's saga. On New Year's Day, Sarah Rich sent an email letting friends and supporters know that Suzanne had served her last official day in active military duty. Suzanne Swift and Sarah Rich are here today, and we want to thank you both for joining us on the Northwest Passage.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Suzanne, just starting with you, I'm just wondering, how does it feel to be out of the military?
Oh, it's so great to finally be free.
So you see that as you feel a sense of freedom.
Yeah, it's definitely, I think I'm still a little bit in shock. Like, I went this whole 5 years with this burden, and I don't know. It's great to finally be done.
Yeah. And what is the official status of your discharge? How were you finally discharged from the military?
It was an honorable discharge, which means I get all my benefits, GI Bill, all that stuff.
And so, that also feels like the right way to
finish
it up. Good.
Yeah. Do you attribute that honorable discharge to some of the work that's been done on your behalf? I mean, did you expect an honorable discharge?
Yeah, once that was kind of part of the deal of the court-martial, that I had to stay in the military, but at the end of it, I would still get my honorable discharge.
Right. In 2006, the Army actually opened a formal investigation into your charges of sexual assault, but the military has made very little comment, only to actually confirm the case's existence. Are you satisfied with how the military has handled your case?
No, not at all. There's nothing I can really do about it, though, I don't think. Right?
Right.
Yeah, there's nothing I can do about it. It sucked on their part, but in the end, I think it helped more people. Like, even if it didn't help me personally, other people know about it and the issues out there, which is way more important.
So again, the status of the case is?
They just wanted to make sure that, I don't even know how to put this.
The case is
Sarah, this is mom.
Yeah, the case is closed after the court-martial and after she served her time at the Bangor Brig. So the case is closed. There's no more investigation. It's been all done. In their 600 pages of testimony, there were people saying that they knew things were happening, but they say it's unfounded. There really is no mechanism to hold the Army or the military accountable for their actions. So, for us to go up against the U.S. military was pretty monumental, and also just very incredibly frustrating.
I asked you earlier, how do you approach or how have you approached this this experience when you were advocating and fighting for your daughter? And your answer was, I'm a mom. So that's about all you really needed in terms of this. And I wonder how this experience has affected you as a mom.
As a mom, I don't know. I think as a mom, I've just always been pretty ferocious about my children, even possibly domineering. I'm a pretty ferocious mom. If my children have experienced something and I absolutely know it's true, I will back them to the ends of the earth. And so that's what I do for my kids. And all three of them will testify to that.
So this plight has, in fact, received a lot of endorsement from several groups out there, not just anti-war organizations. Do you want to talk a little about some of your collaborations or groups with which you've worked?
Yeah, I've traveled all over the country speaking out against military sexual violence. we went down, Suzanne and I were invited to a Vagina Monologues that was done in Austin, Texas, and Eve Ensler was there. And she got up and did a monologue called Gone AWOL and dedicated it to Suzanne. And then she got up and performed it in front of us after we had just done the Vagina Monologues, which was pretty, you know, in the moment it was a little surreal, but afterwards, like, wow, did that just happen? You know, and then somebody pointing out the Doonesbury comic and, you know, how this little character, Melissa, looks so much like Suzanne. And I got an email from Gary Trudeau saying, yeah, absolutely. I saw her in the New York Times and said, I've got to do something about this. So, yeah, different organizations. You know, Suzanne just did an interview with the Rolling Stone magazine. A lot of people have stepped up. And, you know, I hate the word alleged because, you know, we have to say she alleges. But, you know, I know what happened. I know what happened to her. I know it's actual and factual. And, you know, she was victimized. And that's why so many people have stepped up. And I'm so grateful for all the love and support that everybody has and the energy people have given us.
You have been active also in, correct me if I'm wrong, counter-recruiting efforts. You want to talk a little about that work?
Sure. I have been active, you know, locally and nationally. I am part of the Courage to Resist Collective, which helps support war resistors. And then I've been, you know, not as active locally as I used to be doing counter-military recruiting. But, you know, we have a good, strong group here in Eugene that does counter-military recruiting.
Suzanne, we want to ask you what your plans are now.
You know, I'm kind of enjoying not having a plan.
Mm-hmm. That's a good plan for now.
Huh? You know, I just want to be 24 and actually get involved with, you know, Iraq Veterans Against the War, which I kind of had to take a backseat with that because I was active duty before. But now I can definitely get more into it. I definitely want to get into counter-recruiting because I don't want what happened to me to happen to other people. And that's pretty much my plan. Kind of want to hang out.
And possibly go to school.
Of course, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Always a mom.
Well, Suzanne and Sarah, we want to thank you both for joining us today and talking about what's happened to you and where you're going from here. And best of luck in all you do. Army Specialist Suzanne Swift received an honorable discharge from the Army earlier this year. Her mother, Sarah Rich, maintains the website suzanneswift.org.